One man so good on the trade tools with one man so good on the radio tools. Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer in the back of a ute for your BJ Howes mates. Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Now, I want you to apologise to me now. Just say sorry.
What have you got?
Just say sorry.
What for?
Well, for what you did, it was about a month and a half ago.
This will be good.
You know, when we were talking about Terrigal, and I said there was a road. My mate showed me.
Oh, please. You're talking about the road on the beach?
Yes. Anyway, my mate once showed me there was a road.
What fool would build a road on a beach?
Everyone. And we were talking about, you know, how Wombe, how they're doing the wall to protect all those homes.
Yeah.
Don't worry about curb and guttering in Wyoming as long as those homes are fixed. Anyway.
So preserving the infrastructure.
Yes, allegedly, according to Crouchy.
Right. There's a lot of infrastructure.
And I said there was once a road on the beach before all those properties.
Fooey, I said.
And you went, fooey, fooey, moi, moi. And you went,
no, the road, there was a road down sounded. To the surf club at Wombrell. And there's that road that comes down past the lagoon.
Well, there was a road from Terrigal right
in
through.
Front of the houses.
Yes, where there weren't houses. And thank you to Aaron Murphy, because Murph, he messaged me on Facebook. Now, this picture is from 1927. I'm just presenting that to the presenting that to the court.
Mr. Elephant, across from me, has been digging around because he can't be told that he's not right.
Azza sent it to me, pal, and this was from 1927. Clearly shows. You can see the Skillion. You can see Terrigal Beach.
There's no cars on this alleged road.
There are. Look towards the
There's
end.
There's a lady.
Goof.
Those cars are parked on.
They have
in
driven,
the lagoon.
They have driven to on the end of the road, which you
that's
clearly
where you
see.
Get to. You don't go any further.
You clearly see there was a road.
Yeah, that's a footpath
in 1927 on Central Coast.
Yeah, it's on the backside of the houses.
That is.
See that? There's a house there.
That is a dressing shed or something from 1927, pal. So there was a road once there.
Yeah, house to sell.
You know what we should do? We should get people to send in pictures they've got.
I really love this picture, though.
Oh, mate, it's unbelievable. Like Murph did. Thanks, Az. And we should get history of the Central Coast and get people to send and pictures.
Hang on a second.
That is Terrigal, pal.
Don't you.
There's a road there. Don't you try. And defend that there's not
there's
a road
there.
There's
no water tank on the hill.
Mate, the water tank wouldn't have been built in 1927, you. And Crown
joking.
Plaza Terrigal's not there either. But we should get our listeners, with your mum
it's
and
a very
dad.
Interesting photo.
And your grandparents have got all these pictures of the history of the Central Coast. Yeah. We should get it, upload it to our Facebook page, send it through.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You
hey,
were carrying on like a pork chop about, it must have been a month ago now, saying, there used to be a road in front of the houses at Wombrell, the way along Wombrell Beach from Terrigal.
My mate showed me a map. Paulie showed me a map and of Terrigal.
Where is this said map? That I've never seen, and you still can't
it's
find
like the Holy Grail. I can't find it.
You've been looking for this thing since I told you you were full of it.
No, I know because we've got Ocean View Drive at Wombe, and all the houses along there. There was a road in front of those houses. I saw it with my own eyes, and it was a map from 1927.
No,
and then
you showed me. You came in yesterday with your chest all puffed out. I've got you now, and you've shown me a photo of Terrigal, and yes, Paddy Gerard, there is a road on this photo you've shown.
From 1927.
It's right down near the beach, near 1927.
Yeah.
I'd like to dispute with you that that is taken from Wombrell because it is so close to Terrigal that I can even make out the flag at the surf club. And the cars that are parked there that you said were driving along this imaginary road.
There's up a road there.
Along Wombrell Beach.
Yeah.
Those cars are parked in what is now the car park near the surf club. And this road that you're actually looking at still exists. And that's what you drive along to get
that
into
Terrigal.
Correct.
That is correct.
And so you concede now that your picture you've shown me that you were barking proved your point is actually not proving your point at all.
That was from Aaron Murphy. Thank you, Az, for emailing
Az
me.
Az, for leading him down the garden path.
But, Robert, I can tell you. Let me tell you.
You hate to be wrong, don't you?
There was a road. Because we were talking about it.
I'm happy to believe it when you show me that this road exists.
Is anyone who was living around 1927, and I'm not talking about the group, I'm talking about the year, if you were living or know anyone, please, I want to prove to Palmer.
He'll pay you.
That there was a road along before. For God, where's Warren Hughes? Hughesy, give me a call. Surely you'd know. Hughes, you'd know. Can we get on?
I love this old photo of Terrigal that you've brought out, though. It's really nice.
There was a road.
It's very interesting. I love old photographs.
Me
like
too.
That.
There was a road before the homes.
That show roads that still exist.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Right on the court.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a little bit of a court session right now. Now, Mr. Palmer, state your full name. Robert J. Palmer, is it?
Robert J.
Swear on the Bible. I swear to tell the whole truth.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
So help me God. Help me God. Yeah, even though you're an atheist, as I said.
So help me on the dad hacks.
Oh, he's put his hand on the dad hacks. Available at any bad book store.
On my own book. Okay.
Now, Mr. Palmer, it was a couple of months ago. Just yes or no? It was a couple of months ago.
Oh.
Yes or no? Hey, you're in the witness box now. It was a couple of months ago. You said you did not believe there was a road. We're talking from Terrigal to Wombe. You know, you go over the causeway there from Terrigal to Wombe. You said you did not believe there was a road there.
On the beach. After you'd had a little trumped up discussion with one friend on the Cairns, and you went, "Oh, there's a road on the beach."
Yes or no, pal? You said
there wasn't a road on the beach.
Okay.
On the beach. In front of the houses.
Yes. So Aaron,
on Wombrel Beach.
Aaron Murphy.
All the way up to the surf club.
Thank you, Aaron Murphy, for sending this. He sent a map. And it is Terry. It's called Terry Womba Estate at Terrigal. So from Arthur Rickard and Co. Shut up, pal. And this would be circa 1927, 1930. Now I've highlighted.
Where's the Terrigal?
I've highlighted. Now this is we're talking from the causeway to Wombe. There's a pink road. What is the name of the road, Mr. Palmer? Just
mate,
read it. What is the name of the road?
Who drew this map? Looks like it was done by my 8-year old. Hang on, I've got one as well.
Palmer.
That actually disputes
Palmer.
What you've got in front of you. Look at that map.
No, you drew that yourself. On the map that I gave you, in the pink highlighter, name the road. Please name the road.
Ocean View Road.
Thank you. Now, the road that
is
on
poor map.
The road that is on the beach.
What is
the name of the road on the beach, Mr.
It's
Palmer?
Not there, it's not there.
What is the name? It's highlighted in orange.
The beach.
No, it's called Ocean Parade.
Someone's drawn Ocean Parade on this quasi map.
There was a road from Terrigal to Wombe. It was called Ocean Parade. As I said, 1927 to...
I have a photo. My map's dated.
No,
1927.
That's BS.
I have a photo.
No.
No road.
That's
1927.
No, that is not the road we're talking about.
No, but I can see in the distance.
Spanker.
There's no road there.
So what I want you to get your big fat head out of your big fat and use those big fat ears to listen to other people so you don't come off as a
mate,
big
this
fat.
Looks like a year 5 school project, the map you've given me.
We've got Sharon from Terrigal. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello. There was going to be a road. It was written down on council maps, but as they started to build it, it started to wash away.
They realised what a dumb idea it was, didn't they, Sharon?
Yeah, because the council were moving the land out further than it naturally is, and of course Mother Nature just kept washing it away. But they were going to put a road in. It really was going to happen.
Because so, Paddy, would you now pull your head out of your big fat...
Hang on a minute. I didn't have this square on already. You've organised Sharon from Terrigal. This could be
Thank
anyone.
You,
that
Sharon.
Could be anyone.
Thank
you've
you
organised
for calling,
that.
Sharon.
That is a load of... So, Aaron Murphy, we've proved him wrong. There
Sharon,
was ocean...
who has it on good authority, that there was no road.
No, pal.
It simply appeared on a map that Aaron Murphy drew for you
in
a pub on a coaster.
There, get your big... Big fat head out of you, big fat.
Jury's out, buddy. Do you believe Paddy or Sharon from Terrigal, 133353? Was there a road?
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And he was proved wrong this morning.
No, hang on. Whoa. No, we weren't. You simply showed me a piece of paper that showed a road drawn on a beach. Blech. Drawn by someone from the Terrigal University of Halfwits.
No.
And Sharon from Terrigal rang up and said, no, there was going to be a road, but they realised what a stupid idea it was when they started building it.
Where's my swearometer?
So there you go.
No, you're just making that up. It's a load of... Now, it was a Terry Wombie estate. It's a map of Terrigal, and from Terrigal, after you go over the lagoon, from Terrigal to Wombie, and there was a road called Ocean Parade. Yeah. You can see it on the map, and it's got then Ocean View Road, and you're claiming, and numbnuts I work with says, later. They don't build roads on beaches. Go up to the Gold Coast. What do you think the Esplanade is there?
From the beach. The houses are where the road, the Gold Coast road is where the houses are.
It is the Esplanade, you fool. Same with at Woodgate in Queensland, the road, because we used to live there.
There was not a road on Wombrell Beach. Have you seen that thing after a storm? It disappears.
Yes, that's right. And that's what happened to Ocean Parade. We've got Troy from Gosford. Good morning, Troy.
Hello, Troy.
Yeah, morning, boys. Stop arguing like kids in the playground.
Sorry, buddy.
Okay,
grow up, Palmer.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah.
That's it. Grow up, Palmer.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Even though, Paddy, you go for the Broncos, I've got to agree with you because my late grandfather told me about the road.
So what did your late grandfather...
He actually told me about this road that existed for a short time.
Was he the nut job that drew it in the first place?
That's disrespectful to Troy's grandfather, you bastard.
Who builds a road on Wombrell Beach?
It was built by the convicts, the people that didn't pay for the bread and milk.
See, Palmer, what do you say about that?
It's made up.
Oh, you are a lowlife. You are the lowest of lows. You just can't be wrong. As I
said, how much did you pay Troy this morning?
Oh, same amount of money
going
that you
out
paid
to breakfast
Sharon
together,
from Terrigal.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.